Welcome back to our study of Christian beliefs. We'll now look at chapter 6, What Are Angels, Satan, and Demons? Wayne Grudem would tell us, there are spiritual creatures God has created called angels and demons. Satan, a demon himself, is considered the head of all demons. Now that's Wayne Grudem's interpretation, but let me just again affirm to you that this is the word of God that we are referencing. None of this is man-made. All of it is bringing to us what God has shared in his word. So let's first take a look at what God's word teaches us about angels. Angels are created spiritual beings with moral judgment and high intelligence, but without physical bodies. They are God's warriors. Angels are God's warriors, often referred to as the host or the armies of heaven. They are God's warriors. Angels are God's warriors who are often referred to as the host or armies of heaven. They have not always existed. They are part of the universe that God created. Nehemiah 9:6. Note this. Angels are not like God in that they, like us, have been created. Angels are spirits, Hebrews 1:14. Angels cannot ordinarily be seen unless the Lord opens our eyes or they take on bodily form to appear to us. So they're not ordinarily seen. Normally, angels are invisible as they perform their ordinary activities of guarding us in all of our ways. That's good news. That's Psalm 91:11. And they join us in our worship of God. That's Hebrews 12:22. So while we don't see them, they are with us. Christian, hear that. While you and I don't see them, they are with us regularly. I'm reminded of Elisha the prophet asking the Lord to open up the eyes of his servant so that he could see that those that had surrounded them, the adversaries of Elisha who had surrounded them, were themselves surrounded by the army of God. Amen. Angels have great power. We know this from Psalm 103:20 and 2 Peter 11. God demonstrates a greater love for humans, though, than for angels. Think about that. God demonstrates a greater love for humans than for angels. For God did not spare angels when they sinned. That's 2 Peter 2:4. We, friend, as Christians, we have the most unbelievable graces from our loving and gracious God. Angels obediently carry out God's plan by doing his word, Psalm 103:20. They worship and glorify God continually, Isaiah 6, 2 and 3. We should therefore be aware of the unseen presence of angels as we go about our daily lives, Hebrews 13:2. You may not see God's angels, but you should know per God in his word that his angels are always around. We are not to pray to or worship these angels. Make no mistake. We're thankful for God deploying them, but we don't confuse them with God. We never pray to angels. Revelation 19:10. Now let's look at their other side, the opposite of angels, the demons. Demons are evil angels who sinned against God and who now continually work evil in the world. 2 Peter 2:4. Demons do not start out as evil. They didn't. That wasn't the original creation. Demons did not start out as evil. They were part of the everything that God made and what he considered good. So they were originally part of what God made that was good. The Bible does not tell us specifically when they fell. Between their creation and Satan's tempting of Eve and sin is what we know. Somewhere from between when God created all things and created the angels, and before Adam and Eve fell out of the garden by taking the apple and disobeying God, somewhere in between there, the angels that chose to rebel against God became demons and followed Satan. Satan is the personal name of the head of the demons. You see this in 1 Chronicles 21:1, Matthew 4:10, and Luke 18. The Bible also uses the following names for Satan: the devil, Matthew 4:1, the serpent, Genesis 3:1, Beelzebub, Matthew 10:25, the ruler of the world, John 12:31, the prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2:2, the evil one, Matthew 13:19. Satan was a murderer from the beginning and the father of lies. That's John 8:44. The devil, says 1 John 3:8, has been sinning from the beginning. He is the originator of sin, having sinned before he deceived Eve by his cunningness. That's 2 Corinthians 11:3. He tried to tempt Christ to sin. Can you imagine that? We see this in Matthew 4:1-11, that Satan so brash that he thought that he could tempt Jesus to sin. He thought that he could actually overcome our Lord. Huh. Never, never, never. He is Satan. He is the originator of sin, having sinned before he deceived Eve. Satan and his demons will try to use every type of destructive tactic to blind people, 2 Corinthians 4:4. They will also use destructive tactics such as temptation and doubt and lies and murder and guilt and fear and confusion and sickness and envy and pride and slander, all of this to hinder a Christian's witness and a Christian's usefulness. This is why you must stand against all that Satan and his minions would do. Satan and his demons, praise God, they can do a lot of damage, but they cannot know the future. So know this, friends, while you and I may not know what's around the corner, we can know that Satan and his minions do not know either. And when it comes to your tomorrows, we may not know what tomorrow will bring, but we know the one who brings the tomorrows. Amen. When we are true biblical Christians, we have a strength in Christ that Satan and his minions will never know. Now that's important when we talk about demonic activity. And here Grudem says to us, like God's angels, Satan and his demons are active in the world. Satan and his demons are active in the world, and they work much evil, but they are not solely responsible for all the evil in the world, James 1:14. The Bible encourages us to be sober-minded, to be watchful, for the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for souls to devour, 1 Peter 5:8. The next verse, 1 Peter 5:9, we are told how to handle that. Resist him. God says resist him. Give no opportunity to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. At the cross, praise God, the Lord disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to shame by triumphing over them in Christ. Colossians 2:15, we know that our God is over all that happens. Nothing that Satan or his minions, the demons, can do can ever thwart the plans and the promises of Almighty God. If Satan and his demons mount an attack against us, we should take confidence in Christ's victory and use, quote, the weapons of our warfare that have divine power to destroy strongholds, 2 Corinthians 10:4, amen. We may speak directly to an evil spirit, commanding it to leave in the name of Jesus, Luke 9:1, 10:17, and Acts 8:7, 16:18, and again, James 4:7. We should not fear demons. Hear me. We should not fear demons, 1 John 4:4. Romans 16:20 tells Christians, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet, Romans 16:20, amen. Last thought here, Grudem says, someday Christ will come and completely remove the influence of Satan and demons from this world, praise God. See 2 Thessalonians 2:8 and Revelation 20, verse 1, 2, and 3. Know this, friends, the reality is there is spiritual warfare happening around us all the time. God and his angels have never for a second lost control. Our Lord is large and in charge. And Martin Luther once said that Satan is Lord's, the Lord Satan. That the devil, he is the devil and his minions are his minions. But make no mistake, he and they are on a leash and God controls them. There's never for a second any reason to doubt or fear. For in Christ we have all that we need, and the victory has already been won. As another theologian once said, "Oh, they could kill us, but they could never hurt us." Praise God. Amen and amen.